Happy, too, that we are joined by the Vice Mayor of Santa Rosa. Chris Rogers is here. Good morning, Mr. Vice Mayor.
Morning, Pat. How you doing?
I am well, sir. Thank you for asking. One of the things that I like about Chris is that he takes politics and sort of turns it on its ear just a little bit, and I mean that in a very positive way. For example, Chris has something called community office hours. Tell us about that for the people that don't know, Chris.
Yeah, Pat, it's something that I started about a year and a half ago when I first came into office. One of my big complaints about California is the way that the Brown Act works. Takes transparency and it exchanges it for actual discourse. And at our meetings, it's oftentimes hard to have a conversation with folks about issues. You're just sitting there for 3 minutes listening to them, but you can't have a back and forth.
Right.
So once a month, I pick a location around the community. It's been a different location each month. Advertise that I'm going to be there, and I literally just sit out with lawn chairs for a couple of hours and talk to folks.
Yeah, he's got like a sandwich board, I guess you could call it, Chris, that says community office hours with Vice Mayor Chris Rogers, and you just sit down, and if you've got an issue of the day, you can sit down and have a chat with him about it. I think that's a great idea. It reminds me of the old days when a lawyer just used to hang up a shingle somewhere, you know?
Yeah, it's been really good, too. And some of the feedback that I've gotten from the community is oftentimes somebody will come with one issue that they want to talk about, whether it was homelessness or the cell phone towers or district elections. And what they end up doing is they end up sitting there for the entirety of the 2 or 3 hours, listening to what everybody else has questions about as well and getting informed about what's going on in the community.
Yeah, so it's a great way to do it.
You'll see me doing those monthly. You'll also see me doing them at the Wednesday Night Market again this year.
Oh, great.
Just sitting out in the free speech area talking to folks.
So you can sit and have a turkey leg and talk to the vice mayor at the same time. That's a pretty good deal. All right,
yeah,
Chris. So
at the Wednesday Night Market, feel free to bring me a glass of wine, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Red or white?
Red.
Okay, we'll remember that. And you're talking about the issues of the day, and I want to talk for a minute about Saturday, because Saturday, across the nation, including here in Sonoma County, the March for Our Lives, and this is an opportunity, of course, for kids and others to get together and say, we want our kids safe in schools every single day, and it's going to take place in Courthouse Square on Saturday. I have a feeling it's going to be extremely well attended.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. It begins at 10 o'clock, I believe. And
yes.
What's really cool about this event to me is it's being driven by moms and by students. Groups that have been stepping up when politicians, quite frankly, haven't been able to get the job done over in Congress. And
absolutely.
So we'll be hearing from student speakers, and I'll be there supporting. And I think it'll be a good turnout, Pat.
I do, too. And it's going to be Saturday from 10 to 4 in Courthouse Square. And, of course, there will be marches, demonstrations, and events all across the country. And I'll tell you, Chris, later on in the hour, we're going to talk to Mark Barden, who is a parent, one of those who lost one of their first graders at Sandy Hook in 2012. So I know he knows what he's talking about. And as I understand it, he is heartened by what he sees from students all across the country. I can't blame him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think about the devastation that happened at Sandy Hook and the lack of action that has happened since then,
yeah,
there's no other word to describe it but frustrating. And I think particularly when you see young people getting involved and leading the cause, and there'll be voter registration drives going on in the square, there is a building political movement, and it starts with those kids.
Absolutely, and it's going to be interesting to see where it ends up. It's like when E.F. Hutton talked years ago, everybody listens, and that's the way it is with those kids, I'm happy to say. So solar panels are going up on the roofs of the parking garages around Santa Rosa. That should save some money, right?
Yeah, actually, it's a really good program. Four of our garages now have solar panels on the top of them. Not only provides shade for cars that want to park under them, but it saves about $125,000 a year for the city in utility costs.
It's a helper.
And it is 10% of our total climate action goals for reductions in GHGs just on this project alone. Went live early February. We'll be getting a report about it at the city council soon, but you can definitely enjoy those solar panels now if you want to park under them.
It's nice to have the vice mayor along this morning on the air with us because we can jump around to a number of different and important subjects. Chris, what's the status of district elections for Santa Rosa?
So not this last Tuesday, but the one before that, we looked at 28 maps. And these were maps generated largely by the community and also by an independent demographer.
That's
and
a lot of maps.
You might remember, Pat.
Yeah.
There were a lot of maps. It was a little bit unwieldy to figure out which map we wanted. And so what we did is we limited it to six. And we're calling them our six focus maps. You can go online at srcity.org/districtelections, and you can view all six of those maps. It provides feedback to the council about what you like or dislike about specific maps. Maybe there's a map that's on there that you think is the perfect map for you and for your neighbors. Let us know. And what we'll be doing is on April 3rd, we will be having our next public forum where we'll limit from six down to two.
Okay, two
and
maps.
April 10th. Yeah, April 10th, we'll select the actual map that will be the district maps here in 2018.
And is anybody going to have to move on the City Council of Santa Rosa?
That's going to be up to individual council members if they'd like to move, whether or not they'll be able to run. We have not taken into account where council members live in any of the maps, but I do believe that all of the six maps that are remaining have at least one district that has multiple council members in it.
Yeah, and that's multiple too many. Yeah.
Well, you know, we've been very clear as we've been going through this process that it's not about us. It's not about us as individual council members. It's about what's in the best interest for Santa Rosa and getting equitable representation around our city. And while we'll have a short-term impact on how it affects the individual council members right now, when we look 10 years, 15 years, 20 years down the road, we want to be able to say that we put Santa Rosa in a place where we are getting that equitable representation and that we're better off.
Yeah, that's the goal for sure. We're talking with Vice Mayor Chris Rogers. And Chris, we can't have a conversation together without talking about recovery. And let's talk about the rebuilding and recovery efforts in Santa Rosa and where we stand now.
Yeah, I was sitting in a meeting earlier this morning, Pat. You and I were texting at the end of it. It's our build and rebuild subcommittee that the city has. And we meet weekly, 7 a.m. And what we were doing this morning that was pretty heartening is we were hearing from a lot of the nonprofit groups who are working on fire recovery as well. There's a pretty coordinated effort amongst the dollars in the community to find unmet needs in this recovery process and make sure that they are giving those dollars appropriately to help people rebuild their homes or help them stay in the community. So we are hearing from groups like the Community Foundation and UndocuFund and Rebuild North Bay.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of groups, Tipping Point, who are all coordinating their efforts. We're also hearing weekly from our building department as people have pulled permits to actually begin the rebuilding process. We are moving closer and closer to being done with the debris removal. And so many folks have now moved into rebuild mode. We've got sticks in the ground up in Coffee Park.
How about that?
You can really start to see measurable progress.
Yeah, as we approach the six-month marker after the fires, there is real progress. And speaking of time passing, so you were involved as the time capsule from 1968 was unearthed in Courthouse Square last weekend. I didn't know until yesterday that there was also a KSRO broadcast in there from 1968. We've been having fun listening to that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was pretty cool to see what people threw in there, including there was a penny. This is one of my favorite stories from it. There was a penny. There was a young gentleman who was there at the last minute, threw it in, and then he showed up on Saturday.
On the 50th anniversary.
And his penny was still in there.
Fantastic. That's a fantastic story. Well, I know a new one is going in September for the next 50 and 100 years. And I know that you're still taking suggestions about what people in and around Santa Rosa want to put in that new time capsule.
Yeah, I got to tell you, my favorite suggestion so far, people have suggested we freeze you and freeze Gay LeBaron and throw both of you in. So that instead of actually having a time capsule that represents 50 years from now, you guys can actually tell the story.
One note about that, Chris. I'm not quite ready. Not quite ready to be buried yet. But if I had to be buried with somebody, I'd be certainly open to being buried with Gay LeBaron.
Yeah. I also, we've heard suggestions of throwing in whiskey or wine and allowing it to age for 50 years.
Well, now you're talking.
Suggestions about the resiliency pin.
Yeah.
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 We've got some great suggestions out there.
Great, great ideas. And yes, I would be honored to put a broadcast in there for sure. And Chris, thanks so much for being with us. Let's make this a regular thing, shall we?
Absolutely. Happy to talk anytime, Pat.
All right. That is Vice Mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Rogers, on any number of subjects.